absolutely brilliant to be having a chat to Kayleigh Cashel, of course, from Cash Beauty, and a world-renowned, I suppose, makeup artist and influencer. Thank you so much for joining me on the Hub on iRadio. It's great to be talking to you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted.
Not at all. Your career started many years ago, and probably social media has a lot to play for it. But I mean, right now you've got so many collaborations, you know, your own beauty company. Did you ever think, like maybe 10 years ago, that everything that you've done so far would have happened?
No way. Absolutely not. No way. I mean, it's always been a dream, of course, like everything that's happening in my life right now. I'm very, very lucky. It feels like a dream, but I always had these goals, but I thought I might hit them maybe, but I definitely didn't think I would have hit them as soon in my career, I suppose. Like, I definitely didn't think I would have my makeup brand for another while down the line, but it's actually from building my audience and, you know, building that connection and being able to set myself up so well that I have been able to come out with my own brand then.
Yeah, totally. How important was it to you to come out with your own brand? Because I know a lot of the time, you know, you can get swept up in social media and you can feel like you kind of need to buy everything. Did you notice that there was maybe a niche in the market for, you know, products and, you know, brushes? And I mean, you've got such an extensive range. But did you realize that there was a niche there where you were like, I need to, you know, give the people what they want?
Yeah, do you know what it was? I think it's from like having other collaborations in the past that kind of set me up or really lit a fire in me for realizing I just love creating products. And that feeling of creating something that somebody loved or that made them feel confident and feel beautiful, you know, I got that vibe already from, say, like doing tutorials and whatnot. But it was even the way I would use certain products. If there wasn't a specific brush for what I wanted, I knew that I could then create it. And I think I have a very, very unique perspective, actually, because I am an actual makeup artist. Like, that was my career before online all started. I was a working makeup artist. So I have that mentality, and then I also have from working on different skin tones, different skin types. But then I also have direct access to like my customer. Yeah. You know, I'm able to ask everybody, what is it you feel like is missing? What do you feel like you would like? Like, I feel like I have an all round kind of experience that I could take my makeup artistry that I know to create really good products, but then also my direct contact with the public to find out what they actually feel like they're missing as well, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it must be so nice as well, because quite recently, you now have your products in Boots, which is great. I mean, is it lovely to be, you know, an Irish makeup artist with your own Irish products, being able to sell them in Irish stores?
Oh, it's insane. It's incredible. It's still like, it's funny, we're almost 3 years in now and it's still wild to me when I see the products, because I'm like, that was only an idea in my brain. Like, no one's supposed to know about this. You know, it was kept a secret for so long. So it's definitely very surreal seeing them in real life. But yeah, it's great that we're in Irish stores now as well, because it makes it more accessible to people. Yeah. You know, so far we've just been online, which is obviously great too, but then since we started going into retail, you know, people get to see the products in person, like feel the quality, and also people who don't have a clue who I am, who genuinely just see the brand and are like, oh, that looks nice, or that looks interesting, let me try it. Like, that's my biggest goal, is to have Cash as a brand that like stands by itself. Yeah. And I feel like through retail is definitely a great way of us doing this. Opens up to different audiences.
Yeah. And if you're makeup nerds, you go in and you're looking for, you know, hair dye or toothpaste, but you come out with everything else under the sun.
Always happens.
It definitely does. Tell me a little bit about the latest collaboration you have with Charlene Murphy, because it looks really great. You're kind of like, your makeup is quite like striking. And when I think of Charlene, I think like, you know, bubble pop and, you know, like a bit of Barbie and that kind of stuff. So it's so interesting to see her collaborating with Cash as well, which is great.
Oh, it's complete contrast. And I've spoken about this already once we revealed the collab, is it's how boring would it be if I just come out with products all the time that I wanted to do just based off my style? Yeah. That is not what I want Cash to be. I want Cash to be a brand that everybody can enjoy and everybody finds a little bit of something. And I wanted to collaborate with somebody, first of all, who genuinely loved the brand. Charlene has been supporting Cash the whole time. She's been absolutely incredible, one of our biggest supporters, always shouting about us. And then also someone that I was genuinely inspired by. Like, I know Charlene very well now from obviously this world, and she's such a hard worker. And like what you said, her style of makeup is very different than mine, but she has her signature style. Like, she's a glam girl and she knows what kind of makeup she likes. And I wanted that somebody who had their own makeup style, who knew exactly what they would and wouldn't want, and who we could like bring together and make magic, basically. And I feel like that's what we really did. We haven't revealed all the products yet, but they will be revealed on our pages as the days go on. But yeah, it's very, very Charlene. Like you can see, it's very her. And I think it was really exciting for me to kind of let go, as much as I still was obviously heavily involved because I'm helping her with everything, but like let go and, you know, be inspired and let someone else create and kind of really indulge, I suppose, in their creativity was like really refreshing for me, actually, as someone who's been doing it for almost 3 years. I think it's so important to let yourself be inspired by other people.
Yeah, totally. And I'd imagine it probably brings the brand in a different direction that maybe, you and your team, maybe you didn't even think about something, so it's great.
Definitely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. It's very, very exciting.
Ah, totally. I suppose, on an ongoing basis, I always talk about beauty trends and stuff that maybe people will be trying for summer or that kind of thing. Is there something that you're loving yourself that is your summer must have? We did handbag favorites last week, or your handbag heroes, if there's anything that you absolutely love yourself.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I can't talk about one of them just yet because it hasn't been released yet. It's part of the Charlene collection. There's actually
Class.
something unbelievable in it that everyone's going to be obsessed with and wanting their handbags. But for me, then as well, when I think of summer, I think of like blush. Do you know? So I don't know if you've had a chance to try any of our skin glazes yet from
I have
our
like
range, but they're kind
the
of
blush stick. I
like so
absolutely love
thick.
it. It's in my makeup bag now, and
Yeah,
this
this is.
like for some reason this
Yeah.
reminds me of I was in a hotel like years ago, the very, very first time I went to New York, and like I've always been looking for the
Yeah.
smell that they used to have, and like it must be in this because it's unreal. And like it's your makeup
Yeah.
stays put all
Eucalyptus.
day.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so
Yeah.
unreal.
Oh, that makes me so happy. But yeah, for summer, exactly what you just showed there, either our cream Sculpt 6 or the skin glaze, which is liquid. So liquid or cream products, I think are just so perfect for summer. You don't need to do the full thing. Okay, you don't need to be coming out with a full beat makeup on, foundation, concrete, the whole lot. Well, you can just literally use your cream products just by themselves. And that's something all the girls in the office, to be honest, they can walk in and I'm like, oh my God, your skin looks amazing. And they're like, thanks. All I have is skin glaze on, do you know? Or all I have is a Sculpt stick. So I think maybe trying to actually pare back your makeup, because I feel like a lot of people, they have like this one makeup routine and it's they do all of it or they do nothing, where they don't realize they can actually just put on a little bit of something for summer. You know, it doesn't have to be the full thing every single time.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. I suppose we're halfway through the year. Have you got any big plans coming for the rest of the year, or will you be taking a little bit of a break for yourself?
Never. Absolutely not. No breaks, no breaks. Always, always amazing things planned. It's part of the game, right? It never stops. It's always something exciting happening. I feel like I can't even think about the rest of the year right now because we're so in. We've got so many exciting things happening right now with Charlene and with Boots. Like it's all very much like go, 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 and a lot of the work that we've been doing for the past years leading up to these moments. But that's what people don't realize is as much as you guys see online of what's happening right now, there's probably 10 times more stuff happening in the background that you guys haven't even seen yet. But yeah, always very exciting things happening. I'm just very, very grateful that everyone's supporting, and yeah, it's the best thing ever.
Well, we love to see it. A lady from our region here at iRadio, you're absolutely smashing it, and you're a girl boss. And
Thank
as
you.
well, I suppose I do a talk show on iRadio, and we're always commending people for job generation, in different parts of the country. And it's not easy to be an entrepreneur and to open up your own business. So, it means a lot to keep young people here in the economy as well. So not only from the beauty aspect, because of course we love that, but from like a business aspect as well, you're absolutely flying it.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
No worries. Well, listen, I hope you have a great summer, and I wish you all the best with the collaboration with Charlene, and I'll be looking forward to catching up with you again really soon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. See you now.